Hey everyone, it's Brian Porter. Welcome back to our Dear Guitar Industry video series. Now we're going to call this one Fake It and Then Make It. You've heard of Fake It Till You Make It, but I'm going to say Fake It and Then Make It. Now that's a little different, and I'll explain that a little bit further as we go along in the show, and some things that really frustrate me and things that kind of just feel weird as a gear company owner, as a guitar player, as a consumer of guitar gear. These are some things that kind of annoy me about the way some companies go about their business. So I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm going to keep some specific names out of this video. I'm really not trying to put people on blast. I'm just going to do a general observation of things I see in the industry. We'll get to that in just a second. We'll talk about our pickup chooser. Every time we do this series, we mention our pickup chooser. This is a form you can fill out on our website, and it lets us know a little bit about the guitar you have and what you want to change about it. Maybe you want to change the look of it with the pickups. Maybe you want to change the sound, of course, and we can recommend something from our lineup that will do just that. Okay, so I'm going to dive into this topic. This is going to be a very brief touch on this topic, and then we're going to go deeper in some of these series. So this will be probably one of our shorter Dear Guitar Industry episodes. So I'm going to try to keep it brief. I really want to have a discussion down in the comments of the YouTube channel. So here we go. Okay, what do I mean by fake it and then make it? So a lot of times I see in the industry, I see some people starting businesses, and they're starting from not much. I mean, that's the same way we started it. We started it, you know, in a spare bedroom in my house, and the bedroom was converted, you know, from a nursery. We essentially had, I think, our second kid, and we were kind of moving furniture and setting up the pickup shop, and then kind of moving stuff around for, you know, for the workday, and then turning it back into a baby room at night. And it was just a mess. It definitely led us to getting our first shop, and now we're here in our second shop, which is quite a bit bigger than that, even that first shop. But I'm not talking about that type of thing. I'm not talking about humble beginnings. I'm talking about creating a company before you actually have a product, or creating a company before you're actually making the product. Now, I want to start off by saying there's nothing wrong with not making your product. There's some things like our Gatekeeper line. We don't physically make them here, but we have them manufactured in Indonesia to keep the price down for that specific line. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with contracting parts of your company. There's nothing wrong with doing ghost builds, getting people to ghost build products for you. That happens all the time in the industry. Not everyone has every machine and every process. I look at our machines in the room here to my left, and I think, wow, like it's been a long journey. You know, we had to, of course, buy things that other people made to then make our pickups, whether it was pre-built bobbins in the early days, whether it was pre-cut flatwork, and now we make the bobbins, we make the flatwork, and we're still in this spot where we don't do any plastic or metal work, so we obviously buy those type of things. So I'm not talking about that. I'm talking more specifically about companies that will start with, you know, I've seen some people take photos online and be like, look at our new guitar. We just finished this one up, completely hand-built, and it's not that way. There were some companies in the early days of Porter that were kind of you know, industry peers, if you will, and they were saying they built stuff, and they actually didn't build it. They were even ripping other people's pictures of CNC machines and saying, look at us cutting this stuff now. I've seen it as of recent years, different companies that manufacture different things offsite. They said, yeah, look at these new things that we're making, and they weren't actually making them. So as someone who makes things and as someone who likes to build things, that frustrates me as a company owner. Now, there's nothing wrong with getting to that goal, and I've seen a lot of these companies now that didn't used to make stuff, saying they did make it. Now they actually have their own equipment and they are making it. So maybe they're righting those wrongs, if you will. I just want people to be honest. I think that's what we all want. We see it in the parts caster world. We see it in ways that people are building parts guitars, and they say it's a handmade guitar where it's just parts and pieces put together. We do that on occasion, but we'll say this, you know, we made the body of this guitar and we didn't make the neck. And we try to make that super clear and upfront, because I see a lot of guitar players that get frustrated by that. Some of it is kind of a industry secret. You know, maybe they make part of it, maybe they make all of it. I just want transparency. I think that we all want transparency in that situation. So I've seen this happen in the industry a lot. I've seen people just create companies you know, in their basement and get an Instagram account, get a Facebook account and say, look at this new guitar line that we just launched. And they get pre-orders and they haven't actually made any guitars yet, or they haven't made any amps or whatever it might be. They're kind of trying to get the sales cart before the production cart horse. And I understand both of those things need to come together. But I see it, I see that as something in the industry that kind of bugs me. Now we'll get into like the specifics of the cloning and the cheating kind of side of this. I'm not gonna go there in this specific episode, but I'm really talking about those companies that will throw something out there and they'll say, you know, look at this new thing that we just finished, and they don't even have it done. There's nothing wrong with creating mock-ups and pre-orders. We even do that too, where we already have production set up and we'll create just a sample look of what it's going to be, but we are actually producing it after that, as opposed to taking people's money and then you never know if it's going to get produced. I think we've all seen a lot of companies who've done that and they just end up taking people's money and it creates a big controversy and all those things. So that's a little corner of the gear industry that I feel like is a little slimy, and it happens from time to time. And you know, I'm not saying invest thousands of dollars into your process and then launch, but that's probably a good idea. It's probably good for your customers to know that you're actually building this stuff. We get people asking all the time, where are your pickups made? And we're like, in the room next to the computer that you're emailing us on. So we always kind of have to kind of fight that. And I think that comes from people not trusting gear companies sometimes and not trusting that they're actually the ones building the different things. We get it with our guitars from time to time. You know, our full USA guitars, we start from lumber. And we're not going to be building as much this year, but we see people say, well, where did your guitar come from? And that's kind of what we notice. So that's the topic. Leave your thoughts below. I'd be curious to see what you guys think. Thanks so much.